Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning and 75 degrees. Authorities say police serving a search warrant fatally shot a man they encountered inside a Chautauqua home in Labette County in southeast Kansas. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the Chautauqua Police Department was serving a search warrant. Police found 38-year-old Scott Souders inside suffering from gunshot wounds with a rifle near him. He was declared dead at the scene. Souders lived at the residence.
Police are looking for a pair of suspects following a weekend shooting in South Wichita.
It happened just before 10 Saturday night in the area of 31st and South Seneca. Police say a 30-year-old man was transported to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. He was treated, then questioned by police. Police Sergeant Jerry Manuel says they investigated two crime scenes that night.
Looks like it may have started in the Walgreens parking lot and expanded across the street to the Quick Trip parking lot.
Police do not believe the shooting was random, and the injured man knew the suspects. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Broken air conditioning and summer heat have forced officials in Derby to cancel some classes that were scheduled for today. The air conditioning system at Derby Middle School is being repaired, but the building is deemed too hot inside for students and staff. First day for all students is now set for Wednesday, tomorrow.
The Department of Justice filing charges against a friend of the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter.
U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says there's no indication 24-year-old Ethan Colley knew his friend was planning the Dayton mass shooting, but that he bought the mass shooter body armor and gun accessories, including a 100-round drum clip used to kill nine and injure dozens more. Colley now facing two federal charges.
Unlawfully possessing a firearm while being a user of controlled substances and of lying on the firearms form.
He's back in court Wednesday. Police shot and killed the gunman, who the FBI says had a history of obsession with mass shootings and violence. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Time for the Census Bureau to get to work before the real work begins.
Starting next week, 40,000 employees will spread out across the U.S. to verify and update residents' addresses. It's to get ready for the 2020 population count, which starts next spring. The workers, also known as listers, will cover about a third of the nation's physical area after starting the verification process from their office computers. Using aerial photos, they're looking for blocks with significant growth or decline. Then they'll head out to those locations. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A man in North Carolina in big trouble after what he allegedly put in his wife's drink.
It was a tough night for 47-year-old Michael Kirkham when his wife came to him and said she wanted a divorce and had been in contact with a lawyer. Things got worse when he allegedly spiked her rum with meth. The woman drank the rum and wound up in the hospital after going a full day without sleeping. Toxicology tests confirmed the meth was in her system. Now the husband is charged with assault on a female and resisting arrest. His bail was set at $100,000. John Saucier, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cool front is going to be sliding in from the north, and that's going to bring down our temperature today and give us a break from the hot, humid weather we had yesterday. Partly cloudy with sunshine. Still warm, though, with a high 91. Clear in 68 tonight, then sunny in 88 for the high on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a north wind at 7 miles per hour. And 75 degrees. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning, August 13th. Hot, muggy day across Kansas Monday. Wow. High temperature was 101 degrees. Normal high for the date, 92. And the record high for yesterday, as we noted yesterday, 114 set in 1936. And that was the highest ever, the warmest temperature ever recorded in Wichita. On yesterday's date, August 12th. And on this date in 1936, the next day, the low in Wichita was only 86 degrees.
Didn't cool off much.
That's the warmest low temperature on record for the city. And that afternoon, Salina set their all-time record high when the mercury soared to a nasty 118 degrees.
Ooh.
Keeping you updated on the weather this morning. And I got to tell you, we were just remembering a few minutes ago, we were talking with Ron L. Williams from KSN and about the fact that we haven't had all of the Wichita schools air conditioned since just a few years ago. In fact, yeah, they're all now. But the big bond issue of 2008 got air conditioning for all the schools. And you know, that's a good plan since we're starting school now about 2 weeks earlier than we did when for the rest of us when I was a kid and when we were growing up. And we didn't have any air conditioning in the public schools. I think maybe the principal's office had a little window unit in there. But other than that, you just went to school. And you usually started school after a Labor Day. And there were usually some hot autumns when the teachers would bring a fan in or they would have fans for us. But other than that, you just kept going to the drinking fountain and handling it that way. So school starts tomorrow for most kids around the area. And watch school zones, okay? Hey, it was on this date in 1995. Baseball Hall of Fame famer Mickey Mantle died at a Dallas hospital of rapidly spreading liver cancer. He was 63 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And his character just fascinates me. This guy, of course, grew up down in Oklahoma, down in the northeast part of Oklahoma, where his dad, Mutt Mantle, worked in the mines down there, coal mines down there. And, of course, they had those in southeast Kansas as well. And he grew up, this guy was just a terrific athlete, a switch-hitting baseball player who could hit the ball 500 feet either way, could run to first base in like 3 seconds. And the Yankees signed him, and the rest is history. Mickey had some really great years. Of course, in his rookie year, he injured his knee terribly, chasing a fly ball that supposedly Joe DiMaggio was supposed to catch. And then his whole life was really interesting. He drank too much. He ran around too much with Billy Martin and Whitey Ford, these guys.
Yeah, they liked to have a good time.
And toward the end of his life, I remember that Mick was talking about, you know, if I knew I was going to live this long, he would have taken better care of himself. Well, his dad, Mutt, died when he was in his 40s. And his uncle and his granddad all died when they were like 40 years old because they'd been working in those mines. And Mick thought he wasn't going to live that long. So he decided it was party time. I almost met him one time, Ted. He was in town for a golf tournament, some sort of celebrity golf tournament, and it was several sports stars were there at the country club. And they had a media mixer the night before and a barbecue, and I went out, and he was in I'll tell you, I'm in my 20s, and I'm not going to bother him. I'm not going to ask for an interview or an autograph or anything. Folks pretty much left him alone. But, you know, I'm not one to approach the big stars.
The Mick.
Fascinating character. Today, I've learned when we came in this morning, Ted, that the Kansas Association of Broadcasters is going to recognize our newscast here on the morning show, on the Steve and Ted Show, the best newscast in radio in Kansas, in large market radio.
How about that?
And I'll tell you what, we put a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of attention on these newscasts we share with you listeners every morning. And the KAB says, hey, they're the best in the state. And that is really nice to hear. This is the sixth, by the time, since 2000, this is the sixth time we've won this particular award. And it's, for me, it's one of my favorites. I mean, I love when we win this award. And I just want to say, I'm the guy who's the anchors these newscasts in the morning, but so many more people work on it. I mean, you and Jad Chambers put in so much. And then guys like Dan O'Neill and Phil Hildebrandt and Rodney Price all contribute something to it. Of course, we've got Bill Roy, who's part of our show every morning of the Wichita Business Journal, and Don Grant, the Money Tracker. And it's great to have this recognition. Broadcasters in another state, I'm not sure which one, but every year broadcasters in another state will take our entries and judge them. And that's the way they decide who gets to win the awards every year. And another one, KFHradio.com, the website for our sister station down the hall. They have the best website in Kansas.
How about that?
That's pretty interesting. And KNSSradio.com came in number two. So you know, what we're doing on the web apparently is pretty good stuff, too.
Good for us.
I love that. All right. Just a little recognition there for our radio stations. And thank you all for listening and supporting us through the years. We've got some great advertisers who also help us out, so. It's a good day. We're happy and pleased today. You know, when you go in for surgery, if you go in for surgery, that you might want to make sure if the doctor's going to tell you, the nurse or whatever, do you have dentures? We need to take them out. You've got to take them out because you could swallow them.
Right.
While you're in surgery.
Don't want to do that.
That could be bad, right? A medical journal is reporting the case of a 72-year-old British man whose partial dentures apparently got stuck in his throat during surgery, and they weren't discovered for 8 days.
Oh, boy.
Did this guy think maybe something was wrong? The man knew his dentures were missing, but he didn't realize where they were. It's rare, but a half dozen other cases have been documented of dentures going astray during procedures.
Uh-oh.
This patient recovered after the dentures were removed from his throat. I can't imagine.
I didn't know they were there?
Yeah. If I had dentures in my throat, I think I would know.
Yeah.
Unless maybe there must be more to the story than that.
I mean, wrong there.
Most people can keep track of their dentures, I think. All right. It's a 740 with Steve and Ted. And by the way, if you're out and about and you don't have a radio in your car or wherever, you can listen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You download our app. It's called radio.com, and you can find it in the app store on your phone by searching radio.com, and then, you know, on your phone or your computer or whatever, you can listen to us all the time.
There you go.
We're making it easy
for
you to listen to Steve and Ted. I invite you to tune in every morning, Steve and Ted, right here on KNSS. All right, 740 now. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about R&D at WSU.
Okay.
It's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.